Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Sam Menegola has been good enough to join us on the line from down in the Geelong rooms for Geelong Marine World. Sam, you walked off like a team that had been beaten. Is it a hollow victory this afternoon that just, you know, you've got the 4 points, but it wasn't much of a game of football and you just hang on in the end?
Yeah, no, it's good to get the win. But certainly plenty to work on out of it. So, a few positives, but plenty to work on out of it for sure.
Yep. 7 goals is not going to win you too many games of football, is it? Why are you only being, you know, why are you being held the way you are by other teams? Is it your own doing? Is it the opposition? Can you explain to our listeners who want to see that attacking brand of Geelong football why we haven't seen that over the last fortnight?
It's probably just something we're still working on from our end. There's certain things you can control, and that's the way we, you know, set up and use the ball. And I was as guilty as anyone with some of my use today. So, teams are going to defend well. You know that, but you can't control that. So we're just still working on, how we move the ball and how we attack. So I think we're definitely a work in progress, and that's a part of it.
Yep. Talk to us about the conditions out there for South Point Garden Supplies in terms of trying to handle the footy on a day like today. Clear day that the ground gets very dewy very quickly. And is that what happened out there? And it was, you know, players found themselves second guessing a bit because their ball handling wasn't as sure as normal?
I did notice that, like, there was a little bit more dew out there, but I didn't feel like that was making the ball that slippery, to be honest. So maybe when it was, had been on the ground, I didn't notice that so much. Probably it's a hard one to say, and there's a bit of it that's probably some of us are still getting our touch back, sort of after such a long layoff, and we're working really hard to do that as quickly as we can. And there was a bit of heat in the game. They're really good around the contest, really good around the ball, and sometimes that pressure, you know, can do that. So yeah, it probably a variety of different things, but. We're working hard on doing a better job of that sort of stuff.
Sam, Lee Brown, well done on the win today. You get the 4 points, and it wasn't a great victory in terms of a spectacle, but 4 points is 4 points. You mentioned you're working on it. It's work in progress in terms of your ball movement. Has there been a shift from last year? Because when I go down your list of guys, there's only one new player, and that's Jack Stephen, who's an experienced campaigner and been around AFL footy for a long time. So what's the work in progress mean from you? Is there a new ball movement that you're trying to create that, you know, hasn't sunk in yet in 2020? Or is it you just can't execute it at the moment?
We probably just haven't been as good as we would have liked to in terms of executing it. So, like I said, it's sort of, without going into it too much, it's as simple as we've just got to keep working on it and understand that it's not exactly where we would like it just yet, but it's something we're acknowledging, we're working on, and we're trying to get better at.
We're speaking with Sam Menegola down in the Geelong rooms for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing, or fun? Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Here's Darren Berry on K-Rock Football.
Sam, I know you can't give us everything, but obviously K-Rock, we cover Geelong every week, and we love the Cats just as much as all the supporters listening. Chris Scott last week, a long, long meeting after the game, and I'm gathering a couple of home truths about the inconsistency, win-loss. And again, you know, without being disrespectful, not a great performance today. The positive is the points. Has he given a couple of words post-match today, Sam?
A couple, yeah. Just a brief reminder to sort of take what we need to out of this game and to look forward to next week pretty early and understand that we've got plenty to work on out of the game. That was really is sort of as much as there was to it today.
Okay, and just to give our listeners and even us up here, it's probably rare straight after the game that you do have a long meeting. It's probably reflection time for the players and the coaches, and then I'm gathering it's normally the Monday morning review. I mean, and just explain to our listeners, Sam, how that goes about, who takes it? Is it with your line coaches? Does Scotty have an overall say? Just our listeners like to hear what happens on the inner sanctum.
Yep. So we have like different areas of our game that we need to review. So there'll be meetings that we'll go through in our line. So obviously defenders, forwards, backs.
Yep.
We'll all have a look at how the different parts of our game work and didn't work and what we need to work on. And I suppose you're looking at some mechanical aspects of that. So how we set up and some of our structures and all those sort of things. you're often touching on, a little bit of how you're going as a group and all those sorts of things. So there's some stuff that's touched on there. And then we'll have at the moment, because of COVID, generally it's more of an online meeting where it's a whole team one. And that's where we get to look at a bit more of potentially, you know, how the whole team's structuring up. And, for example, our ball movement, we would look at something like that in that. So, and how we defended, all those sort of whole team items. And then, obviously, on an individual level, you've got your tapes that you're looking at how you fit into all of that and what you need to work on an individual level. So there's sort of three aspects to it for each player, the line, the team, and then your own sort of feedback and tapes.
Sam, have you been given an update on Tom Stewart? And I suppose losing a player of his ability, the run that he provides off halfback, does change how you structure up slightly. You have to ask players to play different roles. But have you been given an update on his injury and how he is?
To be honest, I haven't yet, guys. It's just sort of got in, had the song, had a quick chat, and then I jumped on the phone. So I haven't had a chat yet or found out yet, but hopefully he's all right. He's obviously a really loved player that's part of our group, and a big part of the reason of that is for the way he goes about it on the weekend. So we're hoping he's all right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We'd love to see him back sooner rather than later. Big one next Saturday. You take on a Gold Coast side that rarely sits higher than Geelong on the ladder, but will going in next week. But you've got two extra reasons to win the game of footy, with Gary playing his AFL 350th and Joel playing his 300th for the club.
Yeah, I mean, they're two most milestones that you do want to pay your respect to with your effort and the way we play. So we'll be doing everything we can to make sure we play really well, and hopefully those guys have a really good day, because they deserve it for what they've given to not only the game, but clearly our club. And they're great players, great people. So, yeah, we need to look forward to next week really early, and, we're really keen to put on a good day for those guys.
Being a West Australian, going into a hub in WA is not the worst thing, but they're teasing you by putting you into quarantine and you can't see any family over on the other side of the country for 14 days.
Absolutely. I'm not sure if I should be happy or disappointed with it, but with what was presented at the start of the year and what the WA teams and the SA teams have done for us, a three-week hub is, you know, you've got to be pretty happy with that as a result, so...
Yeah, absolutely.
If that's what we have to do to get the game going, I think that's something we can be pretty happy with. So we'll get over there and try and make it as positive an experience as we can, and try and win some games of footy, most importantly.
Yeah, you'll have 1 week where you're able to do things, and some players will take the golf clubs and others will take surfboards. Will you take your bike?
I might try and organise one over there. I've got a few mates, so I might be making a few phone calls too. But, yeah, I'll sort that out shortly. I've probably been more working out what to do with the family before I work out the bike. So I think Em will spray me if I work out what I'm doing with my bike before my son. So I'll work that out a bit later.
Have you worked out how many Ks you did on the bike during lockdown? Because for those who don't know, you are a voracious rider. You love getting out and ticking over the Ks throughout Geelong and the Surf Coast. But did you sort of keep a log of how much time you spent on the bike in that sort of 8 to 10 weeks?
It is there. I'm just not sure I want it to get back to our S&C guys, so I'm quiet.
Where's the best place to ride around sort of the Geelong region, Sam?
Definitely Great Ocean Road is the best. That's, I reckon, not that I've done a heap internationally, but you'd think that that's nearly world-class, that particular part. And then, you know, like for Geelong, some of the routes around Ceres can be quite nice as well, but unfortunately through that period where I could ride my bike, wasn't really allowed to go down to the Great Ocean Road, so I had to stick to sort of around Geelong and Ceres and those sort of things. But it got a bit done, but happy to be pulling the boots instead.
Do you ever ride so fast, Sam, that you go, geez, I got a long way to get home, I didn't realise how far I'd gone?
Because I don't know Geelong very well still, believe it or not, I have to plan what I'm doing, so, because otherwise I'll just get lost and I've got a shocking sense of direction anyway. So, I've got to make sure I plan, otherwise I'll probably end up in Bacchus Marsh or something like that. And
well,
then
if you're ever in the Werribee region, Sam, pop in and you can have a cup of tea. Well, please don't, Sam. Please,
call an Uber and get out of there.
Through there very quickly.
Put your body armour on and leave.
I might be in trouble if I've ended out of there.
Yeah. Sam, we really appreciate your time. Well done this afternoon. 4 points in the bank. It wasn't pretty, but it was effective in the end. We really appreciate you spending some time with us on K-Rock Footy.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Sam Inegola joining us from down in the Geelong Rooms. Thanks to Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World, Port Arlington Road, Moolap.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.